Don't Be All Like a Cool, a way to deep dive into the shallowest people on the planet. I am Julia, and Alex and I are here together solo without Elizabeth, who is in NYC.
But she's still texting us as we record, telling us what to do.
We're not going to do anything she asks.
Oh, I just got a text from Elizabeth. You guys don't have to do taglines this week.
Perfect. Okay, well, we'll do that.
Yeah. you know how you and Elizabeth are always talking about the traitors on this this Bravo podcast?
Yes.
And I have not seen any of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I finally saw a couple minutes of it.
Did you like?
And the couple minutes I saw were, spoiler, Phaedra getting kicked out. It was great. I might start from the beginning just because of that scene I saw.
They showed her so much respect as they voted her off. They're like, you are a queen. And we bow down to you.
Well, I can't wait to start it because in those few minutes I watched, it was so transparent who the two traitors were.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's the case throughout the whole season, but just in the glimpse I got, it was like, well, obviously it's these two people that are...
The traitors on season two are dropping like flies. And it's interesting because I did a whole traitor deep dive and watched all the traitors, like in the UK and in Australia. They're just average people. They're not reality stars. No, this is the U.S. gets reality. And the average people, I must say, do a better job as traitors.
I'm sure, yeah.
And also what's really interesting is that they need the money.
Mm-hmm.
If you and I went on and we got $200,000, we would be stoked. Larsa Pippen, Phaedra Parks, they don't care.
But it's for their image.
Right. So they're just there to do the best in terms of retweets and likes. So I think Phaedra went, she came, she conquered. I think in her eyes, she won. She had a great season on The Traitors, though she didn't make it to the end. I think she just was kind of done. She's like, the public will like me enough. I've given them all that I can. Yeah.
Everyone's talking about her. I mean, that's why I was confused when I learned that it was full of like about a bunch of Bravo stars, because a lot of like my non-Bravo friends are obsessed with that show. And I'm like, how are you liking that? Like, I know all these people, you don't. But knowing that, like, the formula was based on regular people being involved, that makes way more sense to me, the popularity of it.
And it's not always this Bravo heavy. It's just because Phaedra was a traitor, she kept a lot of her girls around.
My girl, Sheree.
She would never have made it this far if Phaedra wasn't keeping her alive. So I'm worried now, for Sheree.
Now, if Sandoval was on...
Oh, he has to be on next season.
Would everyone... say he's a traitor immediately, or would everyone go, that's too easy, and never he would never be picked?
I think people would say he's a traitor immediately.
Just because everyone hates him and no one wants to be around him?
Yeah, and the really strong personalities get voted off immediately. You kind of have to play like a middle of the road.
Which he cannot do.
No. No.
As we saw this week.
Should we start with some reunions?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Miami. Okay. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. And that is my summary of Adriana's poem.
Yes, yes. I like how it didn't get much of a... They really got the short shrift in terms of anyone reacting to it. It was like a couple very quick, oh, that was pretty.
And unlike her letter to Marisol's liver, which is what she did last year, it was almost a compliment. So her mission statement was completely lost. She forgot her own assignment when she wrote her poem.
Yeah. And she like handed it to Andy after.
Well, she wanted to put it in the clubhouse. I don't know. I do love someone though who comes in and just thinks they're so great. You know, she spent hours on it. But honestly, less time than Monica spent on her burn book.
Yeah.
And she got more time with that poem than Monica got on the burn book.
It was a long poem.
Could have been edited down, is my note for her.
She's coming in hot this reunion.
Oh, because these women just scream and talk over each other and have side conversations and you can't hear anything. Andy Cohen just takes polls. Do any of you believe that Marcus and Larsa have sex 5 times a day? They raise their hand. Do any of you think that Marisol is hiring private detectives? Everyone raises their hand.
Or using her cousin.
Do you think that she's doing that?
I don't.
I don't either.
I have nothing to back this up either.
Mm-hmm.
other than my bullshit detector doesn't really go off when she's denying that claim.
Right. And she had a vow renewal off camera, which is wild to me for a housewife to do this. So I kind of feel like...
Well, she's a friend of.
I know, but they're all out there the whole time. Like, put these women in the intro.
Speaking to the amount of times Larsa has sex, this might be the most extreme version of the thing we always joke about. The housewives being like, we have sex, like, even when they say like 7 times a week, you're kind of like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
But this, nearly 7 times a night, a night with release, as Andy grossly put it.
I mean, I just don't get how they fit that in. Are they going to bed at 4:30?
Unless it's like really quick every time.
I know, so it can't be good. Like Gertie says, you need one good time. Quantity isn't quality. And that's a good takeaway from this.
And speaking of Gertie, I think it's very funny how after these ladies have been able to watch the whole season, they're all kind of like quick to be like, we're sorry, Lisa, for how we came at you that one night whenever it was happening at like your house and everything. But no one's giving that energy to Gertie about...
No.
Like, Lisa and Larsa aren't giving that to Gertie about a way worse thing, which is how they were trivializing, diminishing her, like, cancer announcement. These women are very funny. I think that it took half a season for me to really warm up to them, because I'm new to this. The reunion's making it all worth
it. Oh, good. I'm so glad.
And Julia being our pick to get off the cast, I think, is holding steady.
Yes, but you kind of need one woman who's willing to forgive.
I think that might be Nicole, though.
Okay.
I think Nicole can take that from her.
Okay. But when are they going to start filming again? Because, like, I hate to say this, but pregnant or just had a baby housewives never bring the most.
Yeah.
They really should go on maternity leave. And I say that... with respect.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if, like, one did do the most and, like, it was a whole crazy thing and, like, an induced labor, like, a big fight was happening.
I mean, that would be amazing. But, you know, that'd be great. Safety first.
Yeah.
All right, should we move on to Beverly Hills, another reunion?
Yes.
First off, I love that Andy didn't even know how to pronounce Anna Marie's name and clarified after they were all sitting down in her intro. Instead of saying how beautiful she looked, he simply asked her name.
Now, do you think that she made a point of wanting this to happen before they filmed? Like that she was bothered by how everyone was like not saying her name correctly. So she was like, Andy, can you just like get this out of the way? That's what I thought happened. Otherwise, I feel like she would be thrown off if he was just like, how do I say your name again?
If that's what happened, that is such bad. She shouldn't be doing her own PR.
Yeah. Well, just because, like, I feel like she would be much more taken aback if this was Andy Cohen being like, who are you? Basically. Now, where do you land right now on the Crystal versus Anne or Anna Marie?
I am team Crystal just because Crystal clearly is having fun with it. She's almost giddy with delight. She finally has petty housewife drama.
Right, that she doesn't have to be vague about.
Right.
Do you believe all the facts that Anna Marie is saying in this episode? You know how like there's a lot of things that she's kind of like proving Crystal wrong in the moment, so... Though Crystal's standing her ground, the vibe is that, like, Crystal's wrong.
I think the vibe is Crystal's right.
I think Crystal's right. I think that, though, all the housewives are, like, nodding, like, yes, yes, when Anna Marie is, like, saying, no, actually, this is what, how you become a doctor, but all that stuff.
Anna Marie trying to say, I, as a nurse, am the same as a doctor, makes everything Crystal has said about Anna Marie saying she's a doctor track. I think she's proving Crystal's point.
Good for Crystal. That wasn't even Crystal's shining moment. Her shining moment was her Dorit showdown.
Yes. And then Dorit's doing the same thing with this child bride comment. Well, obviously it was a throwaway comment. And then Kyle's backing her up and goes, I call everyone 12. Kyle, you're not friends with Dorit. You don't have to stand up for her like this. Keep your mouth shut.
Even Erica was against Dorit there. When afterwards, Crystal was like, it was a microaggression. And then Erica was like, more like macro.
Yes. Dorit's looking bad and kind of sad because I was thinking about it and there's no way Dorit has many friends. She certainly doesn't have enough to lose 14, let alone one. So I think that's why she thinks she was such good friends with Kyle, is I think Kyle may have been her best friend.
Yeah, because the only other person she really has hung out with one-on-one is Sutton this season. Mm-hmm. And they're not friends.
No. Well, especially not after this. Look at the side of the couch Sutton's on.
I think that this is the funniest, most on-the-nose seating arrangement that's ever been on a reunion.
Yes. They did well.
You've got the three, you got Crystal, Sutton, and Garcelle on a couch together, which is so obvious. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of them are just crammed together on the other couch.
Do you think Erica's pissed about the couch she's on? I completely agree. I think she is.
Right between Dorit and Kyle. After she made such effort to like be on the quote unquote good side this season.
But she mistakenly tried to be friends with Kyle. Which I get why she played it that way, because Kyle is Beverly Hills, but I feel like she's trying to course correct with her whole go after Kyle, Andy.
Yeah.
Play.
We'll see how she acts during, I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet, the big Kyle versus Sutton
fight. I know.
Which I'm sure will happen next episode.
Well, we have to bring Kathy out for that, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. And Sutton has to go into like a coma for a little while.
Does Anna Marie get a little bit of a pass because she was going through her mom's illness during the time of filming?
That is the biggest Bravo crutch of all time. It happens every year. Mm-hmm. Everyone gets forgiven for having grieving something. So if we're not gonna give Kyle a pass for grieving her best friend,
right?
We gotta be fair. We can't give Jax Taylor a pass for his father dying for a couple of years.
And I can't believe that they're not saying, "How dare you not put this on television." They all just are like, "Oh, we're so sorry about your mom." They've all written her off.
Yeah.
She's not coming back. There was a point in this episode, and I may have been reading way too much into it, where Garcelle was saying, "The reason I took this job is because I wanted to get work that was local so I could be near my kids more." And Kyle shoots her this look of pure jealousy. And I think it's just because Garcelle's like, "I get work all the time. Like, I really just wanted to focus on a job I can do locally." And it could just be the way it was edited. But it was interesting because Kyle is Beverly Hills, which makes her the queen of this. But Garcelle's like, "Well, I'm doing this now. And I like it because it works with my schedule. But as soon as I'm done with this, I'm going to go win a Tony." So
a few years, she'll be like the candy
of
Beverly Hills.
She met Kamala Harris the other day.
In what setting? The White House? Her, Carl, and Lindsay.
We could do Summer House.
Is Kyle going to have sex with Mon?
Is that the big question of Summer House this year? I did find it interesting. We left the weekend, the 4th of July weekend, with Kyle and Amanda in the worst place I've seen them in years. Cut to Carl and Lindsay come, and they're now the fighting couple. And Kyle and Amanda are all snuggled up in bed talking about what a bad relationship Carl and Lindsay have.
Yep.
Interesting.
Interesting, interesting.
If they don't feel the pressure of being the couple in the house, they can let the other couple fight? I don't know. I was feeling better about them the second weekend.
Me too. It's also a thing of like, you see how bad you could have it.
Right.
it's pretty bad.
Whose side are you on and why?
So last week I said I know that I should be on Carl's side probably this season, but I'm going to be on Lindsay's. That sort of fell apart this week.
The whole time I was watching, I'm like, Alex is gonna have to change his stance.
Yeah, that's bad. That's so bad. Also, because I can totally see what they describe happening in the car of Carl just being like, "No, it's all right. Everything's fine." And then Lindsay blowing up at him.
Right. A big part of their bonding experience this year was how against their relationship their castmates are. And Carl's over that. He realized that he doesn't want to live his life in conflict. And so he's ready to have a great summer, as he says. Mm-hmm. And so Lindsay's had too much rosé. as she says at the beginning of the episode, there's not enough rosé to make my anxiety go away. So she is drinking rosé. And she goes in and is ready to feel like the victim. And Carl's not ready to play that game with her.
And it's a mix probably of she sees Carl's happy.
Right.
Being agreeable, having a good time, and kind of pushing against her a little. All that is probably so against what she's been used to with him in a social setting for so long that, like, yeah, so that's why she accuses him of being on something. Do we think that she actually thinks he was on something?
I think it's something that came out of her mouth, and once said, she decided to double down.
That's terrible, because, like, something like that, I mean, could cause him to backslide.
Oh, completely. And his brother died of an overdose. Like, what she's saying is so hurtful. Like, honestly, he's a good man not to just break up with her that weekend.
Yeah. Because it's not also an isolated, or like an insulated fight where they're sort of, they had their own Uber and they're fighting about it. She's calling him out in front of everyone. Right. She's bringing Gabby back to her room to talk about it on camera.
Gabby used to be Danielle.
I was thinking the same thing.
I think Danielle's must be watching just so thrilled she's not Gabby. And Gabby's not thrilled that she's Gabby right now. She would have much rather been having fun at the bar and let Danielle deal with this. You could tell that Gabby is really thinking, oh no.
Now, do you think there'll be an opportunity for us to get a version of Carl from, like, the early years that is now sober? So, like, evil Carl, but he's sober now. Do you think that that is in our future?
I think that might be next summer.
Oh, that'd be great.
Because I think evil Carl might be single Carl.
But during the lockdown, Carl was also single Carl, right? That when he was first, like, getting sober.
Right, but his brother passed away that summer.
That's right, that's right.
I think single evil Carl doesn't need drinking or drugs to bring him.
Yeah.
I think he just needs to feel really hot. And I think that's what stokes that fire.
Yeah. What do we think of the other Carl, Jesse Solomon, now that he has made his great announcement about his health history? One of those things where it's like, I'm kind of like making fun of him in my mind the whole episode. And then he's like, well, I have this very
testicular,
you know, but will it be a pass for him to be a douche this season? We'll see.
I don't know. I'll forget that he's a cancer survivor immediately.
I already kind of did.
Yeah, so he won't get a pass for me. It really just made that whole scene really funny with how Wes did his 50 states. Do you think Wes and Sierra are going to be an item?
No, because Sierra said that thing where she was like, I've done funny before. I've fucked with funny before. So it's fun for her to be around that. Mm-hmm. But for that to become like a serious thing, I don't think it's going to happen. Maybe they'll hook up, but it's not going to become a real thing.
The saddest thing, too, is that Austin isn't funny.
No. I know, when they cut back to his like joke, it's like, what?
So the fact that Sierra is equating Wes, you know, like that she's comparing the two, Wes and Austin, I feel bad for Wes, but
Wes would easily be the funniest person that's ever been on Southern Charm.
Oh, yes. They should invite him down.
In like a real way. In like a trying to be funny way.
Oh, gosh. Shep would hate him.
He would. That'd be great. Get him on there. Who could he date? He could date Olivia?
A Taylor.
That wouldn't. Do you think that would
no,
work?
No, but it would piss Shep off. So that would be funny.
And JT. JT would be like, you don't take anything seriously. It's all jokes with you. You need to grow up and be a man.
Should we go on to Vanderpump Rules?
Oh, yeah.
The mock-up of Wolf looked exactly like the interior of Tom Tom.
It did. It had those, like,
the trees.
It had, like, a petrified forest vibe.
Well, you gotta give the wolves some trees to walk in.
That was a huge wolf she was posing with. That was scary. I think that Katie is unfortunately really removing herself from this season by playing it too cool and too like I'm in the right and too I'm like pro Ariana. She's like, I forget that she's there.
Right. When we were in Tahoe, I was like, oh, here are some people who want to keep their job. And then we cut to Katie and Ariana.
Per that New York Times article.
Exactly.
That was like, they had like a come to Jesus like meeting. This is the result of that.
But are you having fun in Tahoe?
It feels like a throwback Vanderpump episode, as you predicted. But, like, Sandoval's in the Jax role.
Yes. Which he's honestly doing pretty well in.
He is until, like, it's his turn to smash up the wall and he's screaming, Lala! You're like, oh, God. Horrifying. But, and also, like, he really can't handle. No one's really come at him really hard yet.
Right.
But the minute Brock almost did in the kitchen, he looked like he was about to start crying immediately. So
now, Jax, a little off topic of the episode, but have you heard that he and Brittany are separating? Like she has her own home and she's taking her kid with her.
And he said that that's not happening.
But TMZ spotted her outside her new home and she confirmed it very much is.
Yep. And he was, like, taking pictures with, like, another woman in, like, Vegas. Yeah.
They've been together for 9 years. That's 8 more years than I thought they would make it.
Yeah, and she knew what she was getting into. Mm-hmm. He did as well. It's the least surprising thing. He's never going to change. But will Sandoval?
No. He's actually getting worse. With his New York Times article, he's getting worse.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's really bad. I was talking more of like how he's like kind of trying to befriend James again and all that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. That's just a ploy to keep his job. There are producers behind the scenes working their asses off on Tahoe. That's who I truly feel bad for. Anytime anyone's starting to like go against Sandoval, they're like, no, remember, we're nice to him this trip.
Remember, he's going to kill himself if you are mean to him.
I know. Oh, gosh.
They're really leaning on that.
Yes.
Lisa saying, does anyone have anything nice to say about Sandoval at the table? And she's like, James, say something nice. Ugh. I don't think I've cringed harder watching this show than that moment.
So because it's called Vanderpump Rules, but Lisa needs to take a step back. I didn't like her dropping graham cracker off.
I don't think anyone did. Everyone was... Do you think that when she showed up with graham... Mm-hmm. Everyone there for a split second was like, is fucking Rachel here? Is this what this is?
Yes.
Do you think everyone like panicked for a second?
Oh, yes. 100%. Because they know what show they're on and they know she's a cast member.
That would have been crazy.
I would have loved it. We want Rachel, but we just get Graham. It's our consolation prize.
I wish that Bravo was like this. I feel like the bad thing about Bravo is there's no real surprises when you're watching. Because, you know, they're filmed so long ago, you kind of know everything. If, like, they kept it secret that there's a Rachel cameo this season, that would blow everyone's minds. They should do more stuff like that, I think. They should keep more secrets.
Yes.
When they're releasing these seasons.
Right. I know, and this is a new problem, and it's probably only going to get worse. Because back in the day, Housewives... There was no online.
No online, and they were way crazy.
Yes.
I was watching Tubi TV has like a Fear Factor channel, and we threw it on, and it's like, wow, the shit that like that and like Kid Nation and all those shows. I miss it.
Yes.
Early Vanderpump. Ugh.
We'll never be back in that era, but we can go back to Tahoe. Do you think that Lisa putting her and a wolf on a billboard is really going to draw people in who are living in the Great Lake Tahoe area?
Now, let me ask you, I don't know much about the Tahoe demographic. What kind of people are at Lake Tahoe?
I don't know, but I can't imagine that there's going to be so many Bravo viewers.
Because I picture like a Lake Arrowhead, Big Bear sort of.
Totally.
Woodsy town vibe, you know? So, yeah, it's very hard for me to picture a place like that there or people liking it at all. Unless, like, they're sickos like us that are going to go there.
Yeah, drive to Tahoe, eat something, drive back.
Eat something that's bad, have a bad cocktail. And one last Vanderpump thing. I think that the best-selling Lego ever would be if Lego released their own, like... version of the Lego Tom and Ariana portrait.
Oh my gosh. In the Tom and Ariana house.
If they sold that, everyone would buy that.
I would buy it.
I would too. I'd buy it. I'd put it together. I'd frame it.
That was hilarious how her decorator was like, we can have him rework it to where it's just you. And Ariana seemed delighted and surprised that he was able to take apart a Lego.
Yeah.
Also, did you know those were Legos? I didn't know.
No.
That was delightful to me.
I didn't know it was like a puzzle of like any kind. I thought it was just like a pop art type.
Oh, totally.
I'm happy it was addressed finally.
Yes.
There's so many lawsuits going. We didn't even talk about the Rachel lawsuit.
Oh, gosh. It's been so long since we found out about the revenge porn. And why is she suing Ariana? Yeah. There must be facts we don't know. Did Ariana take his phone and send it around?
We know for sure that she sent it to Rachel and herself. So I think that is enough to...
To distribute porn?
Yeah. Because maybe the implication is that she probably sent it to other people.
Okay. Or she used it as a threat.
Yeah, but I doubt. I think it's she's just going off of her sending it to Rachel.
Okay.
And her own phone. But I feel like that's an entirely defensible
I'm hoping thing. She
What do I know? But that's
I'm
how
hoping
I feel.
A judge throws it out. But Sandoval taking it without her knowing.
That's horrible. That's bad.
He might be going down.
That's really bad. There was also a thing in the suit about James. Did you see that?
No.
It was referring to that the famous James exploding at Rachel's family home on Thanksgiving, you know, where he was like yelling at her mom.
Uh-huh.
Apparently in that same episode, he like kicked the family dog 4 times. And I think it's just under the umbrella of like, here's all the shit that like happened on this show and like how horrible everything was, you know, it's kind of thrown into all that. Because she's also upset with the producer. She's upset with, like, everyone, the entire show.
Oh, my gosh. Do you think that she's being advised by Bethany? Because Leah just filed a lawsuit against Andy Cohen. There's just a lot of lawsuits flying. It's not good for our television, Alex.
It's not good for our seedy television where we want people to behave horribly.
I know. And drink too much.
Yeah. I know that Lisa Vanderpump really slammed Rachel for this whole thing. But at least Vanderpump just seems like she's trying to keep the show. She knows that maybe the show's burning a little too bright right now.
Right. She also will stand up for the man in any situation.
It's true. Especially her beloved Tom's.
Yes.
What a show. It's a real shame that so much of the good stuff's happening not on camera right now.
Completely. Yeah. Bring the cameras up. We just need like little updates, little specials throughout the year.
Yeah. Oh, little like flash forwards. That'd be fun.
Right. Awards, Alex.
My Martin Scorsese watches us award named after when Lala was with Randall on Vanderpump Rules. She insisted that Randall's filmmaking friend Martin Scorsese watched and liked the show, which is so insane. That's not true at mm-hmm. all. Goes to Miami this week for the insistence that Michael Jordan watches Miami because of Marcus. And everyone's like, that's so cool. Wow, I can't believe he watches us. That's so not true.
No.
There's no way he watches
the
show.
And they all were so excited. It was kind of sweet how excited they all were.
Yep.
My award is a true Bravo fan award. And I give this to Amanda from Summer House, who took notes on the Carl Lindsay fight in her notes app because she knew she was drinking and she knew she couldn't remember and wanted to be prepared for her confessional. And that's when great. She read the note, she said, not this is a direct quote. She simply said, and this is what my note says.
It's like us on this podcast.
It is, yes. Is it true? Is it a direct quote? Who's to say?
Lindsay's not going to have any friends. Ugh.
Danielle's kind of back, though. Danielle went on her non-bachelorette party. And I don't think Gabby was there. So Gabby does the right thing this episode.
That would be really bad if Danielle became friends with her again and was like, see, I told you it was bad. And Lindsay's like, yeah, if I should have listened to you, you're a great friend. If that ends up being their arc. Ugh.
I feel like it might be. Because in Danielle's Damn. Defense, she was right. We were calling her crazy, but she was definitely right.
I think both can be true.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Alex.
Anytime.
You can catch new episodes of the Don't Be All Like Uncool podcast every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Podbean. You can also follow us on Instagram at @likeuncoolpodcast. Remember to rate, review, subscribe, and mention it all.